This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. News continues to unfold as authorities in Britain and the U.S. reveal more details of what they described as an advanced plot to blow up airplanes flying across the Atlantic. We're joined in our studio by NPR's Ari Shapiro, who spent the morning following events. And Ari, you have a wrap-up of what we know so far.
That's right, Renee. British officials began the operation last night. And by this morning, they'd arrested 21 people. Police said they were homegrown. Home Secretary John Reid described the difficult decision to act.
Move too early, you may not know the full scope of who are involved, and you may provoke those you don't know into taking the very action you want to avoid. And move too early and not have immediate success, and you stand to be criticised by everyone. Don't move, and you run the risk of terrible consequences, and you will then be more condemned by everyone.
The plotters allegedly planned to blow up airplanes in mid-flight using liquid explosives hidden in carry-on bags. British aviation officials banned carry-on baggage today. American airports have prohibited passengers from taking liquids on airplanes with them in carry-on bags. That includes toothpaste, lotion, drinks, everything but medicine and baby formula. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said Americans should not change their travel plans, but he urged people to be vigilant.
There is no currently no indication of any plotting within the United States. Nevertheless, as a precaution, the federal government is taking immediate steps to increase security measures with respect to aviation.
For the first time ever, the Department of Homeland Security raised the threat level to red, or severe, for flights between the U.S. and the U.K. Meanwhile, details continue to emerge about the alleged plot and those who would carry it out. Secretary Chertoff.
This operation is in some respects suggestive of an Al-Qaeda plot. But because the investigation is still underway, we cannot yet form a definitive conclusion. We're going to wait until all the facts are in.
Some of the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda include timed explosions, especially on airplanes, as was apparently the case in this alleged plot. Chertoff described this plot as sophisticated. He said it had a lot of members and it was international in scope. British authorities have described the day's events as the first stage in an ongoing investigation. They say they're convinced that the main players in the alleged plot have been arrested, but there may yet be others. In airports on both sides of the Atlantic, flight cancellations and delays caused backups. Authorities say these are very serious and inconvenient measures that they're taking, but they emphasize that they'd rather have more protection than scale those policies back once they're no longer necessary.
Ari, thank you. That's NPR Justice reporter Ari Shapiro joining us in our studio as events unfold.